Chapter 27, She Knew. Warning for readers, book's getting serious now. This chapter's ostensibly about a popular online computer game, but we're going to delve into the topic of the book directly. You're going to be primed for this chapter and the next before reading the final penultimate chapter that will confirm or deny your theories. This book has, thus far, been written to seduce you. Now it will school you, because this isn't a game. I didn't write this book to entertain you, necessarily. I wrote it to teach you, because nearly everything else that I've read about people like me is shit. Absolute shit. Either wildly inaccurate or downright hostile to my existence. Now, this person that I'm about to describe is an example of why I often present myself the way I do. As the book has shown so far, the book's going to become much darker from this point onwards, and extreme reader discretion is advised. The mundanity of my life notwithstanding, anyway. If you're in any way actually vulnerable emotionally or, you know, like mentally unstable, turn back now, right? End reading the book here. Unlike many of my kinds, though, you know, I don't call it masking what I do. I don't mask. You know, I'm me the whole time. All I do on a daily basis is try to live in this world, right? You know, the world is hostile to me. I digress. So we're going to begin. We begin now. So I was playing an online game recently, like in 2026, like mid 2026 or so, like, or early 2026. I told someone in that game several of the stories in this book. I genuinely expressed great pride at the time, though we were just getting to know each other. Completely random person, my encounter with her is one of the things that actually inspired me to write this book, as a means of studying myself and as education for others. I've had the idea to write a book like this before, but she provided me with, you know, the nudge to do so. The game itself doesn't really matter, but she'd been suffering from long-term health problems, like mental health problems as well. Some breakthrough medical treatment had recently become available. She got life back in order. She'd otherwise been spending about 10 years in severe physical and psychological pain. I'm not going to go into details about exactly what she had, because, you know, it doesn't really matter for this story, but she was considered disabled. Yet she now had full control of her life for the first time in like 10 years, right? This is when we met. It's just some like miracle drug that came out. So she happened to meet me at this time. So she had a girlfriend at the time. She didn't love her anymore, but, you know, she'd cared for like 10 years. You know, they're in a hopeless situation, both of them. Neither of them could really get out. They're essentially like codependent, right? I told her at one point when we met that she should just leave her girlfriends. You know, she's got freedom now. She's got her health back. She's got her mind back. Get out. Just live your life, you know? I mean, I spoke with her for about a week. For some reason though, I wasn't trying to restrict myself. There's just something about the game in question. It just brings things out of me. It's just like, there's just something about that game. The game in question, I do know one thing, the game in question manipulates human greed in ways that no other game I've ever seen does. I mean, I'm probably sure there's probably a few other examples now, but this lady had expressed suicidal thoughts at several points. Now, I told her death is pointless, of course. You know, I talked her out a bit. I've recently had some confirmation that she is alive. Anyway, she was suicidal due to overwhelming nature of what she had to do to leave her country. Her country had recently become like fascist. She relayed to me several plans, all of which seemed somewhat infeasible to me at the time, somewhat desperate. But, you know, I understood it from when she was explaining it to me, like just the how intricate all her plans were and how like I could sense, like, you know, the emotion behind the keyboards, as it were. Her girlfriend and some other people at the time that she was with, you know, they couldn't really leave so easily. I told her what I told another friend in the same situation, same country, in fact. You know, like this country, I'm not going to say which, you can probably guess what country it is, but this country had like just turned fascist really fast. I told her she needs to survive. I told her if she needed to live, even if it meant like abandoning everyone, you know, just get out. No, just keep your own freedom at all costs. Like even if you have to abandon and even betray some of the people that helped you. She'd go on a massive rant about this, that, and how she could never do that, blah, blah, blah. You know, I love my girlfriends, usual stuff. And I'd respond to her, you know, after one of these, like, just, you know, manic rants, live. I just typed the word live. I told another person once the exact same thing. As I said, who's from that country. Now, I understand the emotional connections people have to their countries, the loved ones, intellectually. I don't feel it myself, and I'm going to get into that later in the next chapters of the book. But what I told the person was correct. Living is good. You need to do it. You need to live. What's the point in dying, right? Get the fuck out now, I said. She understood, too. At one point in the conversation, she said, Einstein left 1 year ago on the current timeline, comparing it, of course, to the rise of the Nazis. You get the reference. She later told me to stop recommending that she leave her girlfriend, that she would block me otherwise. Identifying it, I don't know, as maybe some isolation tactic? I'm not sure. Fair enough. I did stop, and we did continue speaking. I would continue to tell her more about myself. We shared a lot. We just told each other about ourselves. She intrigued me at the time, because she seemed to pick up on a lot of my personality traits. Again, I wasn't really masking in the game. There's just something about that game. But she'd studied psychology, apparently. That's what she said. She said she was like PhD psychology or something. And she had experienced my type of mind personally through the use of certain drugs, like just making her mind like numb or whatever. Though she was otherwise neurotypical. I mean, she told me that what she saw horrified her, that it seemed alien. And she did say that she was autistic. I regard autistic people as essentially normal. They're just normal people wired slightly differently. But, for example, she noticed my specificity in the choice of words, like really specific choice of words. And like when I'd like describe something, I'd have to be exact when like explaining things to people. My need for order generally, just my general, she sensed my general like just need for control in things from some of the stories that I gave her. When I described my previous girlfriend to her, for example, or later became my so-called roommate, she noted my repeated use of the word kept, that I had kept her for a long time. I specifically used the word kept when I said that I kept her for several years. She told me at one point that I should be in prison for some of the things that I've done. I went into great detail. This book doesn't lie exactly, but it does frame things in a certain way, mostly for my own legal protection. Like most events in this book were actually much more intense in real life than they're written, believe it or not. And I explained them to her at full intensity. I didn't even just explain, I was gloating, it was like I was describing, love. For what crime, though, I asked. I hadn't actually committed any crimes, legally speaking. Who was she to tell me anyway, I thought. I otherwise just kept listening to her, because, it was one of the few times in which someone else had been so candid about me. She, bad friends, my previous Dutch friends, or had also referred to me by a certain word once in passing. But, here she was. She just saw me, right? She told me that she pitied me, which I found strange. Because apparently I'm missing something. There's apparently something fundamental about being human that I'm missing, according to her. She said that the kind of connections that she felt to others was, something special. And that I'm essentially not human or something like that. Extremely offensive. I wasn't actually, emotionally offended. I was just listening to her because I was like, come on. Yeah, anyway, so someone else told me the same thing once, especially when I described to her what it was like going through life without experiencing love or close human connections or anything like that. Irrespective of physical proximity, I'd largely emulated these feelings throughout my life, reasoning that it's just the best way to survive contact with others. You can't just be a robot in front of people. That's, she understood that concept of masking in front of other people. As I explained it to her, the person that I spoke to told me, again, that I was missing something very important. She told me that if she could, that she would cure me. To which I responded, well, that would be death. Because, what you're talking about is you're talking about curing me. You're talking about killing me. Because what that means, what that would entail, that would be the death of my mind and therefore myself. She told me plainly that no, she's not doing it to save me. She was worried about others. She wanted to protect others from me. And I just told her, reminded her just how ironic it was that she would condemn me to death. She was advocating for genocide. She wanted to do this for anyone who was like me, right? I didn't feel anything bad against her or anything. I even told her I wished her well. I meant it, but she blocked me. At no point, I was never rude to her. You know, all I did was meet, I thought she was cool. You know, I met someone really cool, really smart, really funny in a game. And, you know, I often seek like novelty in people. I notice people when they're like strange or weird or just, you know, intelligent or special or in any way. She told me she took screenshots, which again, why? But anyway, you know, I told her, look, I'm just going to write this book because I told her that I was planning to write a book about myself. She wished me luck with bated breath. She herself, and I'm articulating these things now, but she herself said that I seem to seek novelty in people, that I seem to have intense relationships with them before suddenly discarding them or somehow burning them out. She basically made me sound like a vampire, you know, like a psychic vampire or something. And maybe she was right. I don't know. I'm just reporting what she said in the spirit that she said it. The game in question also seemed to be full of several other people similar to myself, which with some of them were a little bit more disciplined than others. I decided to stop playing it, mostly for this reason. And I just didn't want to like lose control of myself. And, you know, I just had like other stuff going on at that time. Like the game itself is just a massive waste of time. I don't know what it is about the game. It's like the game that I was playing. It just, for some reason, I was just honest in the game. Like, because the way I normally talk, talk to people is like the opposite of what I think sometimes. Like, but like I was just like really honest about myself, like not just things I've done, but just like the way I think, you know, just the way I come across in the game. The game provides a sense of anonymity, although I was using my public name, Libra Leah. I'd previously played it in the late 2000s, and it amused me that the game in question not only still existed, but that it still had a lot of players. It even had like regular updates and everything. She told me at one point that she enjoyed poking inside my brain. She poked quite deeply, and I even enjoyed it. I enjoyed the intellectual challenge that she provided. It was kind of like when I met Catfriend, for example. You know, I suppose it's like a narcissist thing or whatever. I'm not sure I'm going to read too much into that. Anyway, I couldn't really check if she was still alive after she blocked me. As I said, like, she was, like, proper depressed, like, suicidal and everything. Like, her country had just gone fascist and everything. You know, she was worried about keeping her medical, like, the medical, like, thing that she was getting that made her feel like, she told me at one point that she felt alive again, like she had her mind back, because like for 10 years like she was a zombie, like she just lived in like complete fog, like she was like proper like physically and mentally crippled and everything. But she took this drug that the doctors gave her, it was like being tested like for the things she had, and she had freedom for the first time, but her country had turned fascist, so now she had to leave. And it's like, just imagine the stress, you know, all that. Anyway, yeah, I mean, she was wrong about me in a way, partly. I mean, not wrong, but wrong. You know, she just doesn't get it. She just doesn't get how my mind works. I don't expect her to. You know, I told her that I'd learned a lot more control over the years. She did agree. Like, she could see how I was talking in the game. Some of my more recent stories, you know, she told me, she believed me that I was, like, in control of myself and I was much more mature and everything. But she told me that I could one day snap. Like, if the situation was just right, maybe one day I'd, like, snap or something. I regarded this as bigotry, essentially. A lot of people like me are not going to use that word bigotry to describe how other people think of us, but that's what I called it. I called it bigotry because she cited a friend. There's a friend that I knew for 8 years, for example, and I told her what I did with her, and I'm going to get into that friend in a later chapter. The actual context for this chapter is irrelevant, but, you know, she told me, like, basically, I can't be trusted, you know. She didn't want to risk, like, becoming another character in my story, as it were. That's actually the words that she used. Another person that I'd known for years earlier once told me that I seem to simulate people in my head and that I have delusions of people, that I would sometimes let my imagination run wild. She said that I could be quite scary. She was actually like terrified at some points, like while I was calm, like just how I generally just, you know, measure people and approximate everyone around me. She told me that I basically just don't see people as themselves, that I see them based on my own goals and dreams, which I wouldn't agree. I wouldn't like disagree with that entirely, but it did seem strange for her to say it that way. Because like, I don't think I'm like scary or anything. How else am I supposed to rate people except by the things they literally say and do, extrapolating from that? It's just, I'm not a mind reader. You know, her exact phrasing, though, was more like this. She said, people live rent-free inside my head. I found the phrasing itself somewhat uncanny, but she was just describing something to which I'd been conscious myself of doing. But to me, you know, I didn't really... This is just normal for me. You know, I don't really think about it. It's just natural. You know, it's like breathing. This is one of the games that I played as a teenager. This is just one of those really weird games I used to play when I was a teenager. I used to pretend that I was a girl, pretend that I was a girl before I knew I was trans. I once met a man there and seduced. This was when I was a teenager. I once met a man there and actually seduced him for like weeks, only to tell him later on that I didn't care about him. Like, quite childish, really. Nothing grandiose. Like, most of the stuff that I did when I was a teenager was just like stupid, because I was a stupid teenager. Old school RuneScape is one hell of a drug. This time, I'd been training my character. I was playing the game, and I was like trying to get it to high level. I was just really bored for a month. At one point, I got really bored, and I was luring like really low level players to an advanced cave in the game, just to get their characters killed. It was just like really stupid, and really I was just watching their characters like run away from demons and get killed or whatever. The lady who blocked me said that maybe this was a practice round. Practice round for what? I mean, I couldn't actually tell if she was joking or not, as if I'd do something like that. But it was just a game, you know. It did feel like somewhat cathartic, but doing so meant that those players would obviously lose their items. There's a thing in the game where you can like go to like buy your items back. But anyway, this is stupid. I'm not going to keep talking about, you know, RuneScape. I had a plan. Yeah, like I was also, you can also like kill players in the game. It's just a computer game. Like, get a grip. I didn't have any like negative intentions towards this woman. Like, she was just some really smart lady that I met that I liked. Like, I actually enjoyed talking to her. Like, I wasn't offended when she like blocked me. Like, I just got on with whatever else I was doing. But yeah, it's just weird. Like, she told me, as I said, she said my whim might decide otherwise at some time in the future and just snap. I wasn't offended by this, but I did correctly interpret this as an insult, like on principle, because what she said was, because she said she can't trust me, she doesn't trust my like integrity or anything, she's saying that I shouldn't, what she's saying there by proxy is that I should not have control of myself, that I should not, she's effectively robbing me of my own agency. It suggests, therefore by proxy, that I can't control myself and implies that I need to be controlled by someone else. She was saying that I should lose my freedom. That's what she was saying. She didn't say it, but she was thinking it. Because why else would you say something like that to someone like me? You know, she's my enemy. She is my enemy. Although I don't really care about the woman herself, but like, I just have to be more, you know, specific and take it a little bit wider than that. Anyone who thinks like her is my enemy on principle. She's my enemy for the same reason transphobes are my enemy. She was expressing bigotry. Bigotry in this context is any time in which someone expresses the belief that a given demographic of people are somehow inferior, or in this case, to be viewed with suspicion. She looks behind the mask, as it were. She understood what she was looking at. She decided that I am to be feared. This is a direct attack on my own humanity, and it's caused by a general level of ignorance that I've told myself I'm going to eradicate this through education. This is one of the reasons why I wrote this book. I said this then in my head, and I still say it now. I said it then, and I say it now on a purely factual level. In the past, I would have like actually been offended. I would have ripped this lady's head off. I just want to be clear. I used to become much more easily offended when someone hurt my pride or ego like that. You know, I've evolved since then. I've learned since around, you know, 2020 that I don't need to prove myself around others. I'd experienced a general breakdown during COVID. I'd learned what losing everything is like. I learned how utterly unimportant people's views are since then, as I just want to focus on improving myself. The lady saw a version of me that no longer exists. Perhaps she'd seen someone else that was like me and was triggered or something. I don't know, maybe, you know, some kind of trauma. I don't need to be offended at an emotional level, so I'm not. You know, I'm operationally offended. I identify people like her as a threat to my right to choose. They are a threat to my freedom. I learned this ever since 2018, in the period described by Boring House. In the Boring House chapter, my comeback after COVID, for example, just completed this lesson. I became and I say this with a sense of grandiosity as well, psychologically invincible during that period. Because if people are going to like just write you off like that, fuck them. And fuck her. Yeah.